mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number three on this 25th day of January 2005. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got a guest coming up, David French. And he is the president of an organization that exposes how the First Amendment and freedom of the press and speech is under attack. And some interesting examples of this. And we'll also be taking your calls and mixing in a whole hodgepodge of other news as well. Paul, I wanted to get into these supposed four Chinese, now 12 Chinese, dirty bomb. Turns out these guys were already in custody weeks ago, that it wasn't a dirty bomb threat, that it was false information. Now a plane gets forced down in San Antonio with more illegal aliens being flown in, and it's more fear-mongering. Why do you think we see this going on?
Well, it's to create the supposition in the minds of the American people that terrorists are running around their backyard, so they need to give up liberty on their own doorstep, which is what the British government did over here. They arrested 500 so-called terrorist suspects, only ever charged two, which were on immigration charges.
And they would announce detailed plans to fly planes into buildings, and then it turns out wasn't true.
Yeah, detailed plans to fly buildings into London landmarks, which was actually a story cooked up by the government home office.
It's going to be hard to fly buildings in landmarks. I'm teasing you. Go ahead.
But that story was cooked up by ITN news heads, and ITN was the same organization that created the false Serbian death camps, which justified the bombing of Serbia back in 92.
And that dovetails with this new stuff in Esquire that Wolfowitz talked with this witness. This woman was paid to say she was raped.
Yeah, which goes back to the fake Q80 baby thrown out of incubators, Hill and Knowlton PR campaign before the first Gulf War.
Well, I mean, this goes along with the Armstrong-Williams stuff, where he said, hey, there's a lot more people getting paid a lot more than me. Thousands of members of the media get government paychecks to lie.
Yeah, back to the terrorist thing, it came out that one of those Chinese so-called ringleaders in that gang was arrested before the story even came out. We've got articles on PrisonPlanet.com going back a year, 2 years, 3 years, terrorist on Ashcross wanted list already in jail.
This is what
they
do.
We wrote about that in May 27, 2004. So we've got a whole list of them. CIA fake German terror alert. France finds no evidence of hijack plot. ABC News suicide bomber threat turns out to be false. And then all the faked Bin Laden tapes on top of that. So that's the history of it, and this is no different.
Well said. Let's talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was wondering, I didn't get to listen to you yesterday, but first I want to say, as far as Dan Quayle, I remember reading a while back, and you're probably aware of this too, he was in favor of the WTO, so we know what, or GATT, remember that, you know, that big battle about GATT, G-A-T-T.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, we know what camp he's in. He's just a little mind-numb robot for the people taking us into a pit. But anyways, I was wondering if you saw this no-name calling initiative spread. This was in the Leader Times last night, January 24th.
Yeah, this is teaching the children thought crime and criticizing anyone's a thought crime, and then while they're at it, they add in a whole homosexual agenda to it.
Yeah, and what I find interesting about this is I remember this coming up a few years back under Clinton, the teaching of homosexuality, and there was a big uproar by the American Family Association, which, you know, I was very concerned about it too, and, you know, on top of it. But, you know, when Clinton was doing it, it was like it was really bad. And, you know, we shouldn't participate in this. But, you know, now that it's under Bush, I just wonder about all these leaders because, you know, right here, it, you know, the language is in here. And
well, it's like everything else. Alberto Gonzalez is for not parental consent for abortions. He's for the assault weapons ban, but the NRA won't criticize him. Neither will the abortion groups. It's amazing. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up. A ton of police state news, what's happening in Iraq. But right now, what's happening with the First Amendment, we're joined, and Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, by the president for the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. And it's a secular organization, and it defends people's free speech. But Christians are really being targeted, having their free speech violated. But this is happening everywhere. And again, the left loves it when Christians lose their rights, and a lot of so-called conservatives love it when so-called liberals lose their rights. And examples of this is you can't have, you know, John 3:16 on your license plate in Vermont, or people who have support our troops or Christian bumper stickers on their cars get fired. Universities. The universities are just hotbeds of really mind control or thought crime. And these very same people will howl, and rightfully so, about George Bush dismantling the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Look, when Tony Blakely comes out and says, arrest Seymour Hersh, here's the U.S. code, he's exposed all this government stuff, let's execute him, I come out against the editorial editor for the Washington Times. And when somebody gets arrested for wearing a shirt that says peace on earth at a shopping mall because it's anti-war, I come to their aid. But again, you see how the fake left-right paradigm works. The left is for taking the right's rights, the right is for taking the left's rights, and we all lose our rights. The whole left-right thing's a joke. And all of this sensitivity training is nothing but re-education camps. It's what our schools and primary and secondary schools are doing, and it's got to stop. I mean, they're jacking tuition up all over the country. You pay to send your child that you've spent your life trying to inform and shape their values, but the society tells you not to, because once the government gets them, they can. Oh, parents, don't give your children values. Let us do that. Then your child gets to school and learns how to be a good little Soviet Nazi. So joining us is the president, El Presidente, of a great organization, Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. And we'll give you their website as well. David, good to have you on with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about your organization and some of the examples of double standards you've been seeing by the universities.
Well, basically, we defend free speech, religious freedom, and freedom of conscience at campuses across the country. We're nonpartisan. We defend these values, not conservatives or liberals who have the values, but the values themselves. And as you were saying in your intro, the double standards out there are just astonishing. You can see again and again and again examples of incredibly intolerant speech against people with conservative religious beliefs, celebrated and condoned, and yet Christian organizations are often finding it difficult to even exist on campus. In the last 4 years alone, we've dealt with almost 50 schools that have attempted to throw Christian student groups off campus entirely. It's really an epidemic in that area alone, much less dealing with circumstances dealing with political speech.
Do you remember the case about 3 years ago of the former Clinton staffer, honor roll, dean's list, no criminal record at Temple University?
Yes.
And I had him on, and this was in the newspaper. They were having Corpus Christi, the play where Christ is a gay prostitute. And they said, fine, have your thing. We want our own student event later where we honor Christ. And they said, you're mentally ill. They grabbed him. They tried to take him to the psychiatric unit to have him forced drug. The doctors wouldn't do it. I mean, this is the Soviet-style mind control. Tell folks about that case.
Well, that case is, you summed it up perfectly. What you had is a situation where a student merely wanted dissent from a view, a rather radical view of Christ, and was accused of mental illness, was accused of all kinds of bizarre behavior that other witnesses refuted, other witnesses who were present at the time of the alleged incidents refuted. But this is not terribly uncommon, believe it or not. There was a Kuwaiti student recently out in California who wrote an essay celebrating the U.S. Constitution as a source of liberty, and he was accused of needing psychotherapy for having such a view by the professor and then threatened with deportation. How do you like that as a welcome to the United States of America? You celebrate the nation's own constitution, and a professor, an employee of a public school, will threaten you with deportation and recommend you for counseling.
And that same professor will scream about Bush butchering the Bill of Rights. It's a schizophrenia. I mean, these people really have double-mindedness. It's incredible. I don't know. And again, I want the liberals listening to hear this. You are the worst. And I never saw conservatives act like this. Now conservatives are saying, execute people who disagree with the government, put them in forced labor camps. You've won. Michael Savage, the old dirty beatnik of the 60s, I mean, who wrote some really scary stuff, he figured out how to win. Act like a conservative. Are you aware of Michael Savage saying, arrest anyone that disagrees with the government?
I haven't. I try to pay as little attention to him as I can.
Well, I mean, my point is that this is now spreading like a disease, like a contagion, like a flesh-eating staph virus or bacteria into the population.
Well, it just demonstrates why you have to constantly be fighting for these liberties, because when people gain power, it's almost like 2 + 2 = 4. Power equals the temptation to try to suppress dissent and maintain power. And in these universities where one side of the ideological spectrum has gained absolute dominance, their temptation and the temptation to accumulate even greater power is proving irresistible to these people.
I don't think people realize. Tell us about your organization's website.
Well, the website is thefire.org. And when you go there, you'll see a chronicle of our work at campuses around the country over the past several years. We've intervened at dozens and dozens of schools, changing policies, striking down speech codes, restoring true academic freedom. And there are cases across the political spectrum, although because universities are, fact of the matter, dominated by and large by the left, most of our cases involve suppression of conservative speech or conservative Christian or conservative religious
speech.
But
do you talk to them and go, you guys claim Bush is taking all our rights, which
well,
they really
know,
are, national ID cards, free speech zones, all this. You know, I mean, the universities have turned into free speech zones where it's only their speech.
Well, we point out these double standards all the time. For example, at the University of Massachusetts, the president of the UMass school system, of the UMass system, defended a columnist who celebrated the death of Pat Tillman, but then stood aside when the same administration that sheltered an individual who celebrated the death of Army Ranger Pat Tillman then threatened with criminal charges students who drew a parody drawing of a Klan member. And this parody drawing was meant to make fun of allegations that they'd been called racist for opposing an affirmative action program.
Well, this is what the phony left does. I wrote an article against racism, and a top leftist wrote an article saying that I was a racist, that the article was racist, and linked to it when a two-year-old could tell it was against it. Paul Watson comments on this.
Well, yet to give the European perspective, we see the same thing with the passage of hate crime laws. France has just passed a bill whereby disagreeing with homosexuality is a punishable offence. It's criminal. They're talking about 10 years in jail and a $70,000 fine. So while the, you know, the homosexual movement preaches tolerance, they're completely intolerant of any criticism, which is why you'll see cases like we had in Philadelphia where the Repent America group, basically no more than a couple dozen of them, were involved in this protest amongst thousands of homosexual protesters, and the Repent America group were arrested because they were supposedly inciting violence by reading Bible passages.
Yeah, tell our guest, Mr. French, about the video we just posted of the 100 bureaucrat known as the Million Mile March, where they're hitting us and throwing water on us, and the police threatened to arrest us, saying we caused them to do it.
Well, you know, that's often, you would be amazed how often that kind of scenario occurs. Somebody will set up a booth where they're tabling or presenting flyers and, for Bush or Cheney or be an Army recruiter.
And then they come over and surround you, and then you're bad.
Yeah, they'll surround you, tear up your materials, and then the police come in and escort out the Republican group or the Army recruiter or you name it because they've incited the riot. That it's basic First Amendment law that there should not be a heckler's veto on speech. In other words, I have a right to protest you, but I do not have a right to silence you. And that's what universities are getting away with again and again. But, you know, that example from France, I can tell you that France is behind the curve when it comes to our universities. In the year 2000, Tufts University ejected a Christian student group from campus without notice, without an opportunity to be heard, because and the group's crime was not wanting to be led by a lesbian woman who disagreed with the group's religious views on sexuality. And when they threw them out, get the reason for it. Here was the reason why it was an emergency late-night session. They said because the conservative Christian message can cause self-hatred, which leads to suicide and is dangerous for the campus community.
And then now, and this is what I hear now from the neocon talk show host, criticizing any government policy helps the terrorist, hence you should be put in forced labor camps. Folks, I'm not exaggerating. And tell Mr. French, Paul, tell him about the BBC reporter we interviewed who, at a rural affairs meeting, just said the word homosexual and was arrested.
That was Robin Page, who was a big TV presenter of a famous long-running agriculture show. Gave a speech at a Countryside Alliance protest march, which said that farmers deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. Special branch police officers were called, and he was arrested for saying the word homosexual because it was incitement to violence.
And they said the word, that word is not allowed. Have you heard of this, Mr. French?
I have not heard of that case, but knowing what I know about English laws against defamation and hate crime, it's hardly surprising.
Well, when we get back, I want to go over some of the latest examples of just crushing the First Amendment. When we get back with you on that website one more time?
Thefire.org. Very simple.
Thefire.org. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. All the people on the left that squeal about Bush, which is legitimate, why don't you squeal about your own house? You make me sick. We'll be right back.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We're talking to David French, president of a great organization, Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, thefire.org, thefire.org. David, what success have lawsuits and actions against the Ministry of Truth, against these control freaks, what success is that having?
Well, we've had enormous success because these groups don't have a legal leg to stand on. In fact, when it comes to legal challenges against speech codes, we've never lost. It's an astonishing record of victory, considering the fact that these universities persist in enacting these codes and trying to enforce these codes, but they never win. There has never been a speech code at a college that's been validated by a court.
But still, they continue to do it.
Oh, they continue to do it. They're shameless about it. In fact, they don't care about double standards. They often don't care about precedent. I can remember one time dealing with an official from the State University of New York, and who was attempting to silence a conservative Christian organization. When I reminded them of the Boy Scouts of America case that said that an expressive organization can select its own leaders and select its own message, she said, "I do not acknowledge homophobic precedent." Well, that's unfortunate because it's the law, and courts do acknowledge precedent, no matter whether it's considered by some people to be homophobic or not. And so, you know, what we're facing in so many of these universities are people who just don't care what the law is and will continue to implement their agenda until they are forced.
Well, there's also aggressive recruiting going on.
Well, any time you have a mindset that is so overwhelmingly repressive and one-sided, you're going to get a lot of students who will fall in line with it. They seek the approval of their elders. I mean, it's not necessarily always the case that kids rebel. Probably more often the case that they seek approval, especially high-achieving college kids.
Well, go over some of these latest examples.
Well, one of the great ones is the most recent case we're working on at Indian River Community College in Florida, where they prevented a Christian group from showing the Passion of the Christ. But at the same time that they're preventing the Passion of the Christ from being shown because it was, quote, controversial, they also they permitted a play to go forward that had a title I can't repeat on the air, but featured simulated sex with, quote, the risen Christ. So on the one hand, you have
Now imagine if they were and this is all just for Christians. If they did a play where Muhammad is a prostitute, that would never happen. Why is it only okay to attack Christianity?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think it's only okay or predominantly okay because, as we all know, from watching the news, from watching any amount of debate or discourse in this country, that the foremost boogeyman in American society is the so-called religious right. That it's intolerable.
See, now they feel persecuted, and so Bush says, "I'll save you," but in reality, he's not. He's dismantling our freedoms. It's very sophisticated. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, and it's done under the rhetoric of, in some cases, like removing the monuments outside the courthouses, of separating church and state. But it's nothing to do with that. It's like the atheist. You don't see the atheist attacking Muslims. It's all about attacking Christianity. That's the agenda. And it started at a very early level. They'll ban nativity scenes in high schools, but then they'll have special praise Allah days, and then things like this recent case in Richmond, which is the subject of a $200,000 lawsuit, where they're forcing 11-year-old boys to dress up as girls. So, I mean, that shows you the agenda. We had articles.
The agenda is social engineering.
Yeah, we had articles on the website years ago talking of social engineering, where the UN textbooks, which were handed down to the educational authorities, instructed, I believe it was 9, 10, 11-year-olds on...
Yeah, that was in Peru.
You should really take a look. You'll enjoy our website. We have a whole section on freedom of conscience, better known as thought reform, where from the first day you enter a university, you're going to be taught that everything you ever learned as a child about race, gender, sex, war and peace, etc., is wrong, flawed, wrong-headed, intolerant, and divisive, and that the university will show you the way, which is deeply offensive to basic constitutional
values. It's like going to a mind control institute. It's like a cult.
Oh, well, you know, you have mandatory first-year orientation where students are taught to despise everything that they'd ever learned before, despise their parents' beliefs. It's really quite astonishing.
And the parents are paying for this.
They're paying handsomely for it.
Yeah, handsomely. Give us that website again.
Thefire.org.
All right. Well, David French, thank you so much for coming on the broadcast and updating us about the state of the First Amendment.
Well, thank you for having me.
Keep up your vital work.
We will.
All right, take care. We'll come back with Paul Watson, your calls, and a ton of news. You don't want to miss this news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PODS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, back from 9 to midnight. We will never back down. We are winning the fight to expose 9/11. The movement has never been more powerful, and we are going to prevail with God's help. But again, you know, a lot of people email me, and, oh, Alex, you're doing such a great job. Oh, you're so liberal like us. Then they find out I'm pro-Second Amendment. Then they find out that I'm pro-national sovereignty, and they get confused. Hey, listen, I'm not liberal or conservative. It's about freedom. That's what this broadcast is about. And Bush is pushing for your open borders, just like your Democrats. He wants gun control. He wants everything they want. He's being forced to move a little bit on abortion because he's got the House, the Senate, the executive, the judicial. He could ban it right now. So he's having to do a little something on that issue. And that's really about the only difference. And you guys love violating everybody else's First Amendment. You don't like yours being violated. And I'm telling you, this shows the problem. Just like neocons, you scream and yell about, you know, the liberals wanting to take your rights. And they do. But you want to take everybody else's. So understand, we're either all together on freedom of speech or we all hang separate. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, if you want to take the base definitions, then Bush has been the biggest liberal with his political capital. The article is just out in the last couple of hours. President won't add 2,000 border agents. despite his signing a bill authorizing 2,000 new border agents, President Bush will not ask Congress for enough money to fund them. So again, that's another conservative move on the part of Bush.
Well, it's like cut abortion funding by 87 mil, increase it by 3 billion.
Yeah, and the partial birth abortion thing had no teeth because it was thrown out by judges from San Francisco to New York across the country. It didn't even have any effect. So those practices are still going on today.
Unbelievable. He was against arming the pilots. It goes on and on for hours, doubling the growth rate of government. Almost all of his appointees are people he supports for chairmanships of committees or anti-gun, pro-abortion, open border promoting, UN-worshipping, sniveling pimps. Paul, I want to get into the police state, then we're going to go to all these calls. There is just so much here that I want to go over. But first off, let's talk about the dollar. You know, they talk about it going back up. Yeah, it goes up a few cents after plunging 40%. Some say it's only plunged 30%. Well, they're not counting the fact that the euro was at 89 cents, 88 cents before. So they're not counting that 12% as well. But I have this article here. Central banks shift reserves away from the U.S. Central banks are shifting reserves away from the U.S. and towards the eurozone in a move that looks set to deepen the Bush administration's difficulties in financing its ballooning current account deficit. And almost everyone I know is on hard times, Paul. There's more houses for sale, more people losing jobs, working two, three, you know, blue-collar jobs. Stuff is falling apart. Debt is at record levels, corporate, private, public. And they keep telling me how great the economy is, Paul.
Well, it's the same case in Britain. The economy is supposed to be booming, and yet we have the same case where people are having to work two, three jobs, the housing market's starting to turn, it's plummeting. And, you know, my income's obviously tied to the dollar, which is why I track this sort of thing, because that's where I get most of my income from. So it does affect me. And the plan is to further weaken the confidence in the dollar as part of the plan to bring America down, which is tied to what's happening in Iraq. Whether they'll let it go significantly lower in the next few years, I don't know. They'll probably prop it up a little bit, and then the real downturn will come in the years after. But, I mean, all the forecasts from all the people who have influence on, you know, what happens to the dollar are all negative, and deliberately so. If somebody's comments can make it stronger, then why don't they come out and comment that it will be stronger? But they don't, because they want it to devalue, just as the morality of the country devalues and, you know, the Iraq war gets worse and worse. It's all part of the same plan.
Well, that it certainly is. I want to get now into, well, more of the news of being arrested for, well, you were seen with an apple. You weren't eating it. But, I mean, this article is just incredible because they act like it's normal and good that they've done this. Tell us about what just happened in England.
Well, yeah, there was a woman who made a left point turn in her car. There was a police officer stationed across the road, and he saw her commit the criminal offense of having an apple in her hand as she made the turn. They've made it criminal to have cell phones in cars, and they then called the police surveillance helicopter, which basically every town in Britain has, even if it's got, you know, just a few thousand people living in it. And the cost of the lawsuit is going to be £10,000, which is $20,000. So it's another example of, amidst all the reports of how police don't respond to real situations, they're really focused on things like this. I mean, right where I live, right on my doorstep, we had some punk slashing an entire neighborhood's tires right out in the open with a 15-inch knife. And, you know, the police showed up 3 hours later, didn't even talk to anyone, and just drove off, and there was nothing done about it. But, you know, the lady with the apple in her hand, she's the threat. They're passing laws where citizen spies patrol the high streets watching to see if people drop litter. And then they've got the authority to grab them, frog march them to a cash machine, and make them pay an instant £50 fine.
By the way, we're not joking. It says she was seen with an apple in her hand, and when after the helicopter surveillance of them following her and charging her with all these crimes, there was no bite out of the apple. And again, this is what they're going to do with the cameras in all your cars. That they're going to do it, unless you say no to it. You know, you deny it exists until they start putting them in, then you go, well, I guess it's good. This thing, back to the police department, the AI computer watches what you do and notifies the police if you yell at your wife, if you're looking away from the road, any of this. They're criminalizing everything.
And all these databases seem to track back to the same criminals. I mean, the Matrix database.
Run by a convicted cocaine trafficker. And then, when they got caught, they said, we don't care if he's a drug dealer.
And the thing about that is that it identified 120,000 American citizens as potential terrorists. So that right there showed you who the government were focusing on. And it hasn't been cancelled, it's just been reappropriated into different programs like TIPS and Total Information Awareness, with things like the Highway Watch program, which has got 400,000 truckers across the country looking for suspicious activity again. People carrying large backpacks, people having arguments, and you know, the tasers are killing more and more people, so what's the solution? Increase the power of the tasers. It's all very loving. And you have a situation here in Britain, as we, you know, talk about the woman caught with the apple, where burglars break into people's houses, attack people, and then sue the victims with the government support for fighting back.
And then the good law-abiding citizens aren't sophisticated enough to figure this out, and they go, give me more police, give me more cameras, keep me safe. You know, like here in America, a marijuana offense normally gets more time in prison now than rapists and murderers. Yes, someone with a pound of marijuana will get more time than a rapist or a murderer. The average time spent is 4.5 years for murder, 7.5 years for marijuana.
Well, of course, the thing about this lady with the apple, she would have got a minor misdemeanor charge if she'd have bowed down to them and accepted that they were right in tracking her with the helicopter for having the apple. But she made the big mistake of standing up in court and saying that, you know, the law was wrong. It was crazy.
Well, Paul, you know what? The weapons of mass destruction could be hidden in that apple.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy with the pewter around his neck with his baby ashes, I mean, you know, it could have been cocaine, so let's just target everyone.
By the way, this is the Associated Press. They pulled the guy over at a checkpoint after the hurricane. It went on for months, by the way. Even though the actual martial law edict had expired, the police just kept doing it. That was in the news. And they pull him over. No criminal record. His baby had just died a few weeks before. And he had antidepressants, which they push on everybody that something bad happens to, in the prescription bottle. He dumps those out on the street. And then he goes, what's that little cross around your neck? He goes, it has some of my baby's ashes. The cop opens it up, looks at it, and the guy's crying, please don't. And he dumps it on the side of the road.
Man. Oh, no. They're denying that he asked him to do that.
And a lot of times when somebody's had a loss like this, you know, little things like that make them feel better.
No, yeah. He was obviously in a weak position to, you know, not just say no and face being arrested or even tasered for not doing such a thing. So, this again, it's the mentality that, you know, they're no longer public servants. They're here to control us and watch over us.
And look at all the rights we gave up in the war on drugs. We have tripled the heroin, doubled the cocaine on our streets, from 1.3 million in prison to 7 million in prison. And the bigger the war gets, the more drugs we have. Come on. But you'll dump somebody's baby's ashes out looking for drugs that your bosses have been caught shipping in. And the drug-dealing families own the private prisons.
And as the prisons expand in America, with the latest data released in Britain, we have the same situation. Ballooning prisons, gun crime has gone up again, 7%, I believe, in the last year, you know, on top of the fact that it quadrupled after the 96 handgun ban, after the staged Thomas Hamilton Dunblane massacre, where, you know, his firearms license was granted to him by Lord Robertson of NATO, and he was exchanging letters with the Queen before the massacre.
And on top of it, he'd been in special government psychiatric care. But let's just ignore all that. What about this? Up to 140,000 heart attacks linked to Vioxx. This is out of the New Scientist. Turned out they knew that 140,000 people in 99 alone had heart attacks, but they covered it up. Oh, the drug makers wouldn't hurt us. Let's give up our freedoms to them. Let's take their vaccines, Paul.
And then I see an article yesterday where somebody supposedly developed a vaccine against cancer, certain forms of cancer.
Cervical.
Read into the article, and it's developed by GlaxoSmithKline. Really doubtful that it will have any effect when compared to these past cases where they've known that the drugs are dangerous. And
they're putting the viruses in.
Yeah. And with the vaccines, in many cases now, women can't get child support or any kind of welfare if their husbands left them or whatever, if they refuse to let their have their children take the vaccines. There's government policy, no vaccines, no money. No vaccines, no school.
I want to take some calls and hit some other news, but Paul, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's $5.95 a month, 15 cents if you subscribe for a year at $54.95. We've got thousands and thousands of satisfied members. We've got a testimonials page where, there's dozens of testimonials there where people are, recommending the service. All Alex Jones' documentary films, all the newest documentary films produced by Alex weeks before they're produced in hard copy, which is what will be happening with the new martial law movie here in the next month or so. The best audio interviews, my book, Alex's book, special reports, other people's books, other documentary films by other authors that we've had permission to post. So it's a great deal, and it supports the fact that, we've got this giant network of servers which are needed to run the websites because of the exposure that we're getting now on the internet with a massive amount of traffic we're getting each day.
That's right. We couldn't continue with $5,000 and $6,000 a month server bills without charging something, and now it's paying for itself almost. That is paying for the webmasters and everything. So we'll continue to expand it as long as we have enough members to pay for it, and it's just what we need right now. So PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. If you want hard copies of any of the documentary films I've made 11 films. I've actually made 12. We don't offer one of them. You can only get that on the website. 9/11 emergency release. But please go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, read about the different films and books and other films I carry, order them there on the site, watch free clips of the films, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com for 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, America Destroyed by Design, George Humphrey's 9/11 video, Eric Huffman's, it's all there. Upwards of 70% off. I'm still offering that on some of my best videos. So go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order hard copies or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Make the call. Start the journey to fight the New World Order. Who's up first here with the calls? Fred in Philadelphia. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
I am Wayne. I think there's a pretty important issue that I haven't heard anywhere except on the Power Hour, and that's on GCN. I was wondering if you could just put a big block of time onto this. What about Northcom and the Direct Military Command, the Department of Defense Command that covers North America? Their plan.
I've been talking about Northcom. For 3 years, NORTHCOM's the new North American Command. General Lemitzer calling for the end of Posse Comitatus. It makes the U.S. a war zone. I've written articles about NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM is in my Patriot Act 1 analysis, Paul.
Yeah, you talked about it right after 9/11 when it was enacted across the country.
Is there any new news on having to do with...
it came out in the New York Times that they're going to command commandos in every major city, over us.
I mean, it does extend to more than defense of Canada. It extends to dominance of Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, it's...
I understand that.
Yeah, no, it's for the Americas. And under Northcom, and this is out of the Toronto Star, and the Denver paper as well, it's based in Colorado Springs, they're merging the Mexican and Canadian military with our military under Northcom.
It's illegal to do that. Obviously, I know it's illegal. You know it's illegal. The people who listen to this show and believe what you're saying know it's illegal. But the ordinary person is not being told of these actions.
Well, I actually cover Northcom in Road to Tyranny. I cover Northcom in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. I mean, I have the actual mainstream news article saying foreign troops are in the U.S. and they command different divisions of Northcom, and Northcom is under Space Command.
I want to also the caller who mentioned about the CFR report. You have remember she may email you that or send you that, but I would like to see that all in one place with the pictures.
Well, hey, put a website. Hey, listen, put a website together and put it up. I'd like to see you build that. Build it, call us, we'll link to it. All right. I want to see you do it. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No, actually, years ago, I perseverated. That is, I obsessed on and constantly repeated the Northcom. It's part of all the urban warfare training drills, the military takeover of America. I mean, part of this is the police calling us civilians. And Paul Watson, what does that mean when the police call the citizens civilians?
That means you're under martial law. And the New York Times article, which you mentioned, they don't even try to hide the fact that it's unconstitutional. Commandos get duty on U.S. soil. but it has the special authority of Donald Rumsfeld, so that makes it okay. So in that very...
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter if it violates federal law. We're above the law.
They're above the law because... And if they give special authority being above the law, then that makes it the law. That's how twisted it is.
Well, that's freedom, sir. It used to be called dictatorship, but now it's called freedom.
We've got to learn the new definition of, as Condoleezza Rice said, it's not torture if they say it's not torture.
Well, that New York Times quote of an official, they said, look, we make reality. It'll be different today and different tomorrow. We make it. The rest of you will just follow it. Ha-ha! Let's talk to Dan in Utah. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Me and Dave?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the biggest stories, I think, that hasn't been covered yet on the radio is we had a skull and bones election, but even bigger is we had the swearing in the inauguration on skull and bones time.
Well, Paul Watson actually wrote an article about that.
Yeah, it was based on an email sent to me by a listener. It might be you, but...
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. So,
I saw it on Channel 4 in Utah News, and they made a big deal of it, saying this is the first time it's ever happened, and it just clicked because I've read the articles on Skull and Bones time.
Yeah, the first time they ever did it early.
Yeah, exactly.
And all these rituals in the military and in culture, these mean things. And his speech was 33 paragraphs long.
Well, it's just... I don't know. I think it's a big deal just for the fact that everybody was in on it. I mean, you don't set something up that huge and have it start early and everybody acts like they're on time. So it's quite amazing that this happened in plain sight. And just the Skull and Bones people are probably jumping up and down for joy.
No, I had read about that. Explain Skull and Bones time.
It starts at 5 minutes is the Skull and Bones time. Is the rest of the world is, say, if it starts at 7 o'clock, Skull and Bones time is 5 minutes early. And so that's Skull and Bones time.
Yeah,
Alexandria Robbins.
It's referred to as barbarian time, according to Von Rosenbaum, the New York Observer journalist. And there was also in the Atlantic Online article, George W. Knight of Eulogia, quote, within the tomb, students run on Skull and Bones time, which is 5 minutes ahead of the time in the rest of the world. Cheney's speech was, you know, Cheney's swearing in was 1 minute before Bush started at 4 minutes to, so in total it was 5 minutes before noon.
Thanks for the call. Up next is Jason in Texas. Go ahead, Jason. Speak now. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Reason why I was calling is I tapped into your broadcast, a rerun yesterday, last night.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to confirm with your listeners that I was standing actually right next to you in the in our march in 99 when a woman approached us and said that she cut these two gentlemen's hair and that they were members of the Travis County SWAT team. And I just wanted to confirm with your listeners that this stuff does happen and did happen.
And then the other provocateurs ran over and threatened us, yeah.
Yeah, and they ran down South Congress and we saw them two blocks down the road talking to two looked like dressed detectives. Remember that?
I've got it on video, yeah. I need to dig that out and put it on the website.
And all the people on top of the roof pointing cameras down at us. And I just wanted to confirm with your listeners this stuff. It was baffling to me when I first saw it.
Yeah.
I was a youngster back then and didn't really only see and read these things. But I just wanted to confirm with your listeners that incident did happen.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hey, Paul, good having you on, my friend.
Good to be on again, Alex.
Now. Sick 'em. Get in there and get the New World Order. Attack, attack, attack. Hey, good job, buddy. I'll see you.
See ya.
All right, God bless you, folks. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Let's all get out there and take on the New World Order. Berkey.